We're continuing the shir on Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Shutfim Bekarka, Halacha Beis. We're in the middle of paragraph Beis. In our versions, we're on page 321, the right-hand column, about 12 lines down from the top. In the middle of a line, where Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein Posach Hatana. This halacha, we said, is based on Torah Beis, chapter 2, in the second half of Likutei Moharan, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks at the end about Pe'ulois Mishtanois and Achdus HaPoshut. Pe'ulois Mishtanois means things that are different. Achdus HaPoshut means oneness, unity. And Rabbeinu Zal speaks a lot about this, about the concept of Pulois Mishtanois becoming part of Achdus HaPoshut, becoming one, and about Hashem creating the world, that Hashem is one, and from this oneness came forth Pulois Mishtanois, which are really all part of Achdus HaPoshut. And Rabbeinu Zal there also speaks about the 6 days of the week versus Shabbos, that the 6 days of the week are referred to as Pulois Mishtanois. During each one of those days, Hashem created different things. Shabbos is referred to as oneness, Achdus. Shabbos is all about rest, no work, no major changes, no transfer of things from one type of property to a different type of property. This is what we spoke about, and Rav Nosson Zal continues here. V'alkein posach hatano maseches Shabbos yitzios ha-Shabbos. And this will also explain why the author of the Mishnayos started off the Mishnahs of Shabbos with the laws of transferring something from one type of domain to a different type of domain. V'hischil b'hoitzo, and he starts the Masechta with this topic, even though you would ask, it seems logically, there are other things that should have come first. The Gemara discusses this, and the Gemara offers a number of reasons why the Tana might have started with this. And the Gemara concludes, Aidi dechavivole akdam abreshe. Because the Tana liked this more than other topics, he started with this. And the Gemara gives its reason why. Rav Nosson Zal tells us, Ki kol halamites malochos nichlolim bohitso mirashus l'rashus. Because in reality, all 39 acts of work are all included in this concept of transferring from one domain to the other domain. Meirushus harabim lirushus hayochid. From a public thoroughfare to a private area, oy lehefech, or the opposite. Ki zeh ikar uvdin dechoil. Because that's what all the work during the 6 days of the week is really all about. It's about changes taking place from private to public, public to private. U'b'Shabbos osur. And on Shabbos, all of that is forbidden. Ki oz nichlolin pulois mishtanois be'echod aposhut alidei hashvisa daika kanal. Because as we explained earlier, on Shabbos, all the different, diverse things become part of oneness through the fact that we rest on Shabbos, by our abstaining from work. During the 6 days of work, it's our work that accomplishes certain things. On Shabbos, it's our abstaining from work that allows for this unification, these pu'ulois mishtanois becoming part of Achdus HaPoshut. And we mentioned that we see this in the tefillah on Shabbos in two ways. In the tefillah on Shabbos in the Shmon Esrei, in the paragraph where we say, Retzei Novim Nuchasenu, Hashem, please accept our rest. Kadshenu b'mitzvoisecha, sanctify us with your mitzvois, give us a portion in your Torah. We say at the end, on Friday night, we say, V'yanuchu voi kol Yisrael. Those who daven Nusach Sfard. We say, and let the Jews rest in this day of Shabbos. On Friday night, it's called Va, which is feminine, singular. On Shabbos morning, we say V'yanuchu Voi, which is masculine, singular. On Shabbos Mincha, we say V'yanuchu Vom Kol Yisrael, that allow the Jewish people to rest on this day of Shabbos referred to as Vom, referring to the union between Voi and Vo. On Friday night, we said there's the female. On a spiritual level, on Shabbos morning, there's the male. On Shabbos Mincha is when they come together, and they're referred to as Vom. And also, we mentioned that the Mincha Shmon Esrei begins with the words Ato Echod, V'Shimcha Echod, Umi Kamcho Yisrael Goyechad Boretz. You, Hashem, are one. Your name is one. And which nation in the world is there that's one? So we see again that this is what we're building up to on Shabbos. We're building up to this Achdus HaPoshut. Ki Kol HaBeirurim Shel Yemei HaChol Al Yedei HaLamitas Melochos, because all of the refinements and the repairs that take place during the 6 days of the week through the 39 acts of work, Heim Kulam Bechinas Biror HaPa'ulois Mishtanois, they are all refinements of these different, diverse types of things. Kedei sheyuchlu lehikol el kaviyochel b'echod haposhut yisborach b'Shabbos Kodesh. In order to prepare them to merge together and to become part of oneness on Shabbos, al yedei hakedusha shel Shabbos, through the observance of Shabbos, through the holiness of Shabbos. And this is the concept of transferring something from the public domain, shehi pu'ulois mishtanois, which represents diversity, different. In the public domain, you have all different kinds of people and things, lirishus hayochid, into the private domain, which was referred to as the domain of Hashem, who is called yechidoi sheloilam. Ubishabbos asurim kol hamalachas. On Shabbos, all of these types of work are forbidden. V'chulam nichlolim bebechinas hoitzo mirashus l'rashus. And all of them are included in this umbrella term of going from one domain to a different domain. Mirashus harabim l'rashus hayochid. From public to private. Mirashus the sitrachra l'rashus hakdusha. From the domain of the tumah, the sitrachra, into the domain of holiness. Shezer osur b'Shabbos. This type of change, this type of transfer, is forbidden on Shabbos. Ki b'Shabbos osur levarer al yedei uvdin d'choil. Because on Shabbos, we are forbidden to make any repairs or any refinements through the methods that we use during the weekdays, through work, different types of work. Kios hu shvisa v'naicha, because on Shabbos is the time of complete rest. Ve'oz nichlolim pulois mishtanois bechad haposhut al yedei habiru shel yemei achoel v'yedei ha-shvisa mimelocha shel Shabbos. And on Shabbos is when all these diverse different things merge together with the oneness through two things, through the birurim, through the repairs that were done during the 6 days of the week, and through the rest, through the abstaining from work, which we do on Shabbos. Ki mi shetorach bi'erev Shabbos, yoichal b'Shabbos. Because one who put in the proper effort on Friday or during the 6 days of the week has what to eat on Shabbos. Kamei shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, sheishes yomim tasem alachtecho, that during the 6 days of the week, you should do your work. Because during those 6 days, the work accomplishes birurim, all kinds of spiritual refinements, on these pulois mishtanois. V'yoyim ha-shvi Shabbos. And on Shabbos, we complete that whole process by abstaining from work, through the rest. Paragraph Gimel, Vize Bechinas Arba Mechitzois Shol Rishus Hayochid. With this, we'll also understand the fact that you need four walls or four partitions to encircle a private domain. Shehem Sholosh Mechitzois Doiraisa. According to the written Torah, really, three would be sufficient. Vachachomim Tiknu Lechi Vekoira Leruach Revius Hapsucha. The rabbis instituted the addition of a lechi or a koira, a vertical pole or a horizontal pole in that fourth, in the open area, in order to constitute a private domain, in order to be allowed to carry in there. Ki arba mechitzos shel reshus hayochid hem keneged arba oseis hashem. Because as we mentioned earlier, the four partitions, the four walls of a private domain correspond to the four letters of Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Ve'ikar Hashem hu b'china sholosh oseis. And we know that the main part of Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, is the first three letters. Ki ois revius hi kfula, because the fourth letter, the hey at the end of Yud Kei Vav Kei, is actually a repeat of a letter that appears earlier. The hey appears earlier in the name. Vehu bechinas emuna kayadua, and we know that the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that that last hey of Yud Kei Vav Kei represents malchus, which is synonymous with emuna, faith. Just like emuna is in that which we don't understand and that which we can't see, no light, so to malchus, ein melech b'loyam, a king has no power of his own, no light of its own, other than what it receives, it reflects the light of the sun, the light of the chachamim. V'hu b'chinas pesach, and emuna is referred to as an entranceway. That's the entranceway to holiness. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Pishuli Sharei Tzedek, open up for me the gates of righteousness. And we know that the Sharei Tzedek is Emuna, Kayodua, as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Chassidus. Vishom Hamechitza Psucha, and there on that fourth side, the entrance is open, in order to welcome everybody into the Kiddusha, to allow everybody to come in. Anyone who wants to enter into the private domain of Hashem, and to become part of holiness, can enter through faith. Shehu haPesach lichnois uleskar avel vispora. That's the entranceway. That's the beginning of how a person comes close to Hashem. V'alkein mechitza revius psucha. And therefore, according to the written Torah, that fourth side is completely open. Avol chachamim tiknu lechi v'koira. However, the rabbis required that a person make a lechi, a vertical pole, or a koira, a horizontal pole, mishum heker, so that it should be noticeable, so that people should realize this is not a total open space. This is not reshus harabim. This is something different. And even the side that's open is not totally open. It's got some kind of a connection. Leval yiskarev zor. So that a person who's not supposed to enter should not be able to enter, an outsider. Sheloy lechalel Shabbos Kodesh al yidei hapu'ulois mishtanois. So that we should not desecrate the Shabbos by bringing into it these diverse types of work, these diversity. Sheloy lehoitzi mirshus harabim lirshus hayochid. So that it should not lead to people bringing things from a totally public domain into a private domain. That's the reason that the Gemara says why we require the lechi or the koira. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, ki ha-chachomim hainu tor shebal peh. Because when we speak about the rabbis, they represent the oral Torah. Hein b'chinas emuna. And they represent the oral Torah we know is referred to as Emunah. We know that when we speak about the written Torah versus the oral Torah, the written Torah is compared to the sun. The oral Torah is like the moon. Just like the moon has no light of its own except what it reflects from the sun, so too the oral Torah has nothing of its own that's not rooted and based in the written Torah. So the oral Torah is referred to as Malchus, Emunah. Bechinas Shabbos, which is synonymous with Shabbos, because Shabbos is the true sign of faith of a Jew. V'hein tzrichim lishmor es emuno leval yiskarev zor. And the rabbis have to guard over the emunah. They have to protect the emunah, that fourth side, that so that those who are not supposed to come in should not be able to come in. Ki yefsher lichnois mirashus harabim lirashus hayochid kiim be'erev Shabbos b'sheishes imeachol. Because it's impossible to allow things to come from the public domain into the private domain other than during the 6 days of the week, or on Friday, on the 6 days of the week, based on the holiness of Shabbos, shemamshichim b'me'achol, which we draw into the 6 days of the week, as we discussed previously in this halacha, that we have the ability to draw some of the joy, the happiness, the light of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. That's what allows us to make repairs during the 6 days of the week and to be able to transfer things from the Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYochim. That's all taking place during the 6 days of the week. Avul b'Shabbos osur lahachnis shum pu'ula mishuna mirishus HaRabim mirishus HaYochim. Whereas on Shabbos itself, we are not allowed to transfer any of these diverse things which are in the Rishus HaRabim into the private domain, into the Rishus HaYochim. Ki mechalaleho mois yumas. Because the Torah says those who desecrate the Shabbos will die. Even though Shabbos represents life and good and tikkun and everything, there's a red line there. Man do oil zor becholol dilo. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, this refers to one who tries to bring in a stranger, an outsider, into the domain of the Shechina. Meaning there's a certain time where you're not allowed, you can't bring outsiders in. V'alkein hachachomim daika. And therefore it's specifically the rabbis, Shehim b'chinas Torah shebalpeh, who represent the oral Torah, b'chinas emuna, they represent faith. Heim daika iskanu hekera leruach revius. They're the ones who established this requirement to make a heker, to make some kind of a sign that shows that that fourth side is not 100% open. It's open, but to a limited audience. Some people, some are not allowed, are not going to be able to enter through there. Those holy sparks that were not repaired during the 6 days of the week cannot be brought in on Shabbos. V'kana, l'val yiskar zor, l'val yiskar ev zor, so that a stranger should not be able to enter, ki im mi shetorach bera Shabbos. The only ones who can enter are those who toiled during the 6 days of the week. Those who worked at making a tikkun during the 6 days of the week, on Shabbos they can be brought in. V'zeh shom rabbi seinu zal, and this is why the Gemara says in Shabbos, page 119. There's a printer's mistake here. It's not page 149, it's page 119. The Gemara says there, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, mechate va'ayil, mechate v'nofik b'erev Shabbos. The Gemara there shows how the rabbis of the Gemara all wanted to be involved in preparing for Shabbos. So the Gemara says that this rabbi, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, would bring things back and forth into the house and take things in the house, put them in the yard, like making Seder in the house and the area around the house, bringing things in, all kinds of things to prepare for Shabbos, and whatever did not need to be in the house for Shabbos to take it out, he would do all of that on Friday, on Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos. Ki be'erev Shabbos daika, because on Friday, which represents the 6 days of the week, then we're bringing stuff in. Then we're transferring things from public domain into the private and vice versa. Then we have the ability to refine and repair all the diverse things Al yidei hakedusha shel Shabbos, through the holiness of Shabbos, shemamshichim b'me'achol, which we draw into the 6 days of the week. Meaning again, that during the 6 days of the week, we're preparing for Shabbos. So we're feeling Shabbos on Friday. It's still Friday, and we're doing all kinds of preparations for Shabbos. Aval b'Shabbos, but once Shabbos begins, he shvisa v'naicha. That's a time for complete rest. V'alkein tzrichim heker leval yiskar azal. And therefore, leval yiskar azor. Therefore, the chachamim required, we put up a sign that outsiders, meaning those that did not have any tikkun during the 6 days of the week, can't come in on Shabbos. Those sparks that we didn't work on at all during the 6 days of the week cannot be brought from the public domain into the private domain on Shabbos itself. Paragraph Dalid. V'zeh b'chinas eruvei chatzeros v'shitufei mavois. She'osru chachomim afilu b'chotzer u'movoy atzmoy letaltel kiyim al yidei eruv v'shituf. This will explain the concept of a courtyard or an alleyway, which are not public domain, and still the rabbis made a requirement that even there, even in a courtyard that's sort of a private type of area or an alleyway, even there it requires a specific action, an eruv, a shituf, to unite all the residents that use, that share that courtyard or that share that alleyway, to allow them to be able to carry there on Shabbos. Ki b'Shabbos osur lo'oireh shum pa'ula mishuna v'kanal. Because on Shabbos, we're not allowed to activate any diversity. Shabbos is all about unity, oneness. V'al kein afilu b'nei hechotzer v'amovui, and therefore, even those residents that share a yard or an alleyway, Me'achar shehem rabim, since it's not one unit, since it's not one family, one person, vehem b'chinas pu'ulois mishtanois, therefore there is some diversity there, al kein osru aleim letaltel, therefore the rabbis declared it forbidden for them to carry, even in their private little yard, in their yard or alleyway, kiim alidei eru v'shituf bepas, unless they unite together, they become united over a loaf of bread, a chali, certain food that they unite together. Ki ikar ho'eru v'hashituf ha'lidei halechem, because the main thing that unifies these residents who share an area, a yard, a hallway in a building, or something like that, or an alleyway, is bread, lechem. We know that we require two things. Usually what's used is lechem plus another cooked item, but the main thing is the lechem. Because bread has the ability to take things that are diverse and unify them, attach them to oneness, tashem. Ki al halechem yichye ha'odom. Because we know that bread is one of the most important staples of a person, that a person lives on. V'chiyus ha'odom hu chibur haguf v'hanefesh. And a human being's life is dependent on the union between a body, and a soul. Ki hanefesh mechaye haguf. The soul is what gives life to the body. V'hanefesh hu b'chinas chelek elokam mimal. The soul is a part of Hashem. B'chinas achdus haposhut yisborach. So the soul is oneness. It's part of Hashem Echod. V'haguf, whereas the body, compared to the soul, hu b'chinas pu'ulois mishtanois. The body is a concept of diversity. The body is comprised of liquid and solid. It comes from four yisoidos, fire, water, air, and the body has diversity in it. The soul is a piece of one, pure one. Validei ha-maychol mekashrin yachad haguf va-nefesh. And food is what bonds the body and soul. B'chinas pulois mishtanois, shenechlolim b'echod ha-poshut. V'alkein tzrichim le'echol b'kavon azu. And that's why when a Jew eats, he's supposed to eat with that intention. It's not a bodily function. Eating is not a bodily function. Eating is about unifying, bringing about a unity between body and soul. About the body, which is pu'ulais mishtanois, plugging into the soul, which is oneness. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, tzadik oichel l'soy v'nafshoy. A tzadik eats to satisfy his soul, the nefesh. Dehainu, kedei sheyizgale achdus haposhut yisbora. A tzaddik is eating in order to reveal the oneness of Hashem. His main focus is going to be the bracha that he makes on the food, announcing Hashem before he eats and after he eats, and during eating, he's speaking divrei Torah. It's all about oneness. It's all about showing that all of this diversity, the fruit and the cake and the meat and the potatoes, all of this diversity is all part of Hashem Echad. It comes from Hashem Echad. V'haguf hu bechinas pe'ulois chiyus adam. And the body is what displays the actions and the life of the person being alive. Ki be'emes chiyus adam hu davar nifla. Because the way that a human being or any organism lives is something incredible. Shemekashe ruchni begashmi. It's through the union of spiritual and physical. Kama shepirshu chachameinu zal al umafli lasois. As our rabbis explain the bracha that we make when a person comes out of the bathroom, asher yotzer asodom, and the last words are umafli lasois. That Hashem makes such wonders in creation. And the Gemara says the wonder is this union between physical and spiritual. Shekoysher dovaruchni begashmi. Hainu bechinas hisgalus achdus haposhut. That's the concept of this, the revelation of this oneness. Shehu ikar hachius, which is the real source of life. Bechinas hanefesh, the soul hanal. Mitoich pu'ulois mishtanois. From within diversity, shehu haguf, shehi haguf, which is the body, shekolul mikama pu'ulois mishunois, which is a combination of all kinds of diversity. Me arba yisoidois, the body is comprised of the four basic elements, ukiyotze, etc. All kinds of diversity in the body. ובשביל זה צריכו ליאויס עיקר אכילה סודום כדי שיזגל בחינס אחדוס הפושוט מתוך פולויס משתנס. And it's for this reason that when a person is eating, he has to see to it that the main purpose, the main reason for his eating is to be able to reveal the oneness from within all the diversity. Because when a person is eating purely for bodily pleasure, Oz chas v'sholem is gabar haguf al hanefesh. Then the body is being shown more priority, more importance than the soul. V'azay mizgabren chas v'sholem pulois mishtanois, shebohem nechozim hasitrachra, and that gives strength to the diversity, which is what the sitrachra is attached to. V'nis'alim chas v'sholem b'chinas hisgalos achdus haposhut. And the oneness, the Hashem, is covered up, is hidden. As it says in Chumash Dvarim, Pentoichal v'savoto, be careful, watch out, you're going to eat, and you're going to become full, satiated, v'shochachto es Hashem alakech, and you're going to forget Hashem. V'achilo kazu, hi b'chinas achilas eitz hadas toivora. That kind of eating is similar to when Adam and Chava ate from the eitz hadas, shenemar bo, about which the Torah says, on the day that you do that kind of eating, you're going to die. That kind of eating is not life. It doesn't breed life. It breeds death. Because the whole ability of good and evil to have power comes based on this diversity. And that's also the concept of death. What is death? Ki ikar hachius al yedei hisgalus achdus haposhut shehu chay hachayim. Because life, we said, comes from the soul, and the soul is part of the oneness of Hashem. So the more emphasis, the more we put emphasis on the soul, the more we're putting emphasis on life and where it comes from. It comes from Hashem. Aval kishem izgabrim pulois mishtanois. Whereas when the diversity gets stronger, ve'ein mizgala b'chinas achdus haposhut chas v'shalom, and we don't reveal Hashem, we don't reveal the oneness, hu b'chinas misa chas v'shalom. That's another term for death. where it's only body, no soul. The soul is out to lunch. The soul is gone. Soul leaves. V'alkein tzrichin levorech al kol davar. And it's for this reason that a Jew is required to make a bracha over everything that they eat or drink. Kedei sheyuchlal hamaychol be'echot haposhet yisborach al yidei habracha. Because the bracha is what attaches that thing that you're eating to the oneness, to Hashem Echad. Kedei sheyizgal al yidei hamaychol hazeh shu chiyus odom b'chinas achdus haposhut mitoch pulos mishtanos. So that through this food item, which is what's giving the person life and energy, will be revealed the oneness from within the diversity. And this will also explain why the Torah puts such emphasis, why it's so special what we eat on Shabbos. Kalidei Hakdusha shel Shabbos, because we saw before that it's the holiness of Shabbos that really broadcasts and reveals this oneness of Hashem from within the diversity. That's why on Shabbos it's a big mitzvah to eat. And the main respect for Shabbos is in what we eat on Shabbos. Because through eating on Shabbos, which is holy eating, bechinas oz tisanag al Hashem, as the pasuk says, on Shabbos you will be rejoicing, you'll be eating with Hashem, al Hashem. It's spiritual, it's all spiritual. That's when you really broadcast and reveal this oneness from within the diversity. And this will also explain why a Jew is always supposed to be eating lekavod Shabbos, even during the 6 days of the week. As our rabbis tell us, that there was a rabbi who, when he would shop for food, if he saw something special, put it in the other bag, put it in the Shabbos bag. I'm not going to eat that today. We're going to reserve that for Shabbos. So even while we're in the process of purchasing and dealing with food during the week, when we see something special, it's reserved for Shabbos. So our eating during the weekdays is also paying respect to Shabbos, is also acknowledging Shabbos, this Achdus HaPoshut. Ki ikar hizgalus achdus haposhut huayidei shemamshichin hakdusha shel Shabbos l'toich me'achol. Because one of the main ways that we reveal this oneness is by drawing the holiness of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. V'alkein tzrichin lechol b'me'achol l'chvoid Shabbos. And that's why during the 6 days of the week, a person is also eating to show respect for Shabbos. How do I do that? By showing that during the week I'm eating a whole different menu. There's a whole list of foods that I will not eat during the week because it's not Shabbos. Because one of the main places where we reveal this oneness of Hashem from within diversity is when it comes to eating. Because eating is what keeps a person alive, kishur hanefesh vaguf, which is the union between body and soul, which is the union between achdus haposhut and pulos mishtanos. Paragraph Hey, v'ze b'chinas lachmei toido. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain the difference between Pesach and Shavuos. That on Pesach, we're only allowed to eat matzah, no chametz at all. And on Shavuos, we bring a korban that combines chametz and matzah, shtei alechem. And also even during the year, there's a korban toida, a thanks offering, which also has with it 40 loaves. Four different types, 10 of each, of which some are chametz and some are matzah. And Rav Nosson Zal is tying this back to the chapter in Likutim Ran that this halacha is based on. We said that this halacha is based on chapter 2 in the second half of Likut Imran, which starts off speaking about Korban Toida and about the study of halacha. Kal yedei Toida halacha mizgala bechinas achdus haposhut. Because Rabbein Azal shows over there in Likut Imran that through the avoida of Toida, by a person giving proper thanks to Hashem when they need to give thanks, and through the study of halacha, those are also things that lead up to this revelation of the oneness of Hashem from within diversity. Because again, halacha, what is halacha? It starts out with all kinds of arguments, different opinions, and the halacha is the resolution of the differences. The halacha is the final decision where everybody agrees, even though we started off having all kinds of different opinions, we finally come to one conclusion. That's halacha. V'alkein meviim im hatoido lechem, and that's why with the korban toido we bring bread. Ki halechem merameis al bechina zu, because as we explained in the previous paragraph, bread alludes to this concept. Bechinas is galus achdus haposhut. V'alkein meviim im hatoido lechem chometz u'matzah, and that's why when we bring a korban toido, it has both chometz and matzah. Ki matzah hu bechinas moichin de gadlus, bechinas shem yudke vovke baruchu kamuva, because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that matzah represents a very high level of seichel that's referred to as moichin de gadlus, which corresponds to Hashem's name yudke vovke. Sheze bechinas hisgalus. We know that Hashem's name yudke vovke has different ways that it can be written. When you fill out the letters, which form different numbers. One way you can write it is Yud Vav Dalid, Hey Yud, Vav Yud Vav, Hey Yud, which makes for a gematria of 72. Another way that you can write it is Yud Vav Dalid, Hey Yud, Vav Vav, without a Yud there, leaving out the Yud, just Vav Vav, and then Hey Yud, which equals 63. Those are referred to as Av and Sug, 72 and 63, which are Bigimatria 135, which is the word Matzah. And those two combinations of Av and Sug correspond to the letters Yud and K, which represent Chochma and Bina, Moichin, Seichel, Das. That's why it's brought that Matzah represents Moichin de Gadlus. Matzah represents this high level of Seichel. Shezeu bechinas hisgalus achdusa aposhet yisborach. That goes together with the revelation of the oneness of Hashem. That's das. Das is realizing that Hashem is behind everything. V'chometz hu moichin de katnus. Whereas chometz is the opposite of that. Chometz represents constricted consciousness, small-mindedness, bechinas dinim, judgment. Bechina, harshness, bechinas machloikis, divisiveness, bechinas pu'ulois mishtanois, diversity. It's brought one of the ways that the Torah refers to chometz is by the word machmetzes. Kol machmetzes lois sechelu. Do not eat chometz. The word machmetzes has the word chometz in the middle and the letters mem tof on the outside, which is mace, showing that chometz is associated with misa. Matzah is associated with Chaim. We spoke before about life. Eating, giving life, the Eitz HaChaim, when a person knows where the food comes from. When the eating is not just a physical experience, but it's a spiritual. You make a bracha before you eat, after you eat, then your food gives life. Whereas if a person eats with not acknowledging Hashem, ignoring Hashem, no bracha, no achdus haposhut, then their eating is Eitz Hadas, it's death, it's machmetzetz, it's bechinas din. It's brought, the Arizal says, that the word so'er represents Hashem's name Elokim in its different forms. The so'er is another word for chametz. The Aleph is the Aleph of Elokim. The Shin is the Milui of Elokim. When you write Hashem's name Elokim, spelling each letter as a word, Aleph, Aleph, Lamed, Pei, Lamed, Lamed, Mem, Dalet, and so on and so forth, it's Bigimatria 300, which is the Shin of Soer. And Reish, the Reish of Soer, is Elohim Ba'achorayim. That's another form that's used in Sifrei Kabbalah, where you write Aleph, then instead of going to Lamed, you go back to Aleph. Aleph Lamed, then Aleph Lamed Hey, Aleph Lamed Hey Yud, Aleph Lamed Hey Yud Mem. That's called Achorayim. The Achorayim of Elohim is 200, is Reish. So the word Soer alludes to the name of Hashem Elohim, which is Din, judgment, in its different forms. We showed how Matzah is Yudkei Vovkei. Matzah is Ov and Sog of Yudkei Vovkei. Chametz and Soer represent Midas Adin, Gvura. V'alkein, and therefore, bePesach, on the holiday of Pesach, She'oz hoyotchilas hiskarvus Yisroel avim shva shomayim, which is when the Jews were first starting to come close to Hashem, tchilas hisgalos elikusi esborach, the beginning of the revealing Hashem, alkein tzrichen lechol rak matzah. Therefore, we must limit ourselves to only eat matzah. Shehu b'chinas hisgalos achdus haposhet esborach, which is revealing the oneness of Hashem. The osur lechol chometz klal. We are forbidden completely from eating chometz. Kedei l'shaded hama'arochos, in order to change the system. You know, we're making a major change in the normal system. Shehein b'chinas pu'ulois mishtanois. The standard is pu'ulois mishtanois. The normal eating that we eat during the week is diversity. You can eat anything you want. You can have this, that. That's pu'ulois mishtanois. On Pesach, we're first starting to come close to Hashem. No diversity. Keep it limited. We want achdus haposhut. We want matzah. V'alkein osur lechol chametzos. Therefore, we're forbidden to eat chametz then. Kidei sholi yisgaber chas v'shalom pu'ulois mishtanois. So that we shouldn't give strength to the diversity. Ki tzrichim lehachnia oz b'chinas pu'ulois mishtanois. Because that's when we want to subdue, we want to weaken the diversity. We want to get rid of the elokim acherim, the diversity, the plural. Sheze b'chinas shidud hama'arochois. This is a concept of Hashem changing the teva. We know that the teva, nature, is controlled by the 12 symbols of the zodiac and everything. When Hashem wants, though, he squishes the whole thing and says, I'm taking over right now. No diversity, no this. Just I'm in charge only, period. Exclamation point. That's this shidud hamarochos. Rak legalois achdusei aposhet yisborach. Meaning that at that beginning, we need to just deliver this message of the oneness of Hashem. Shezehu al yidei b'chinas matzah kanal, which is accomplished through matzah, as we showed earlier. So that's when we're first starting to come close to Hashem. Avol achar kach, however, after that process, achar shekvar nizgala achdus haposhet yisborach b'pesach b'yetzias Mitzrayim, after Hashem already revealed His oneness, His single control over everything through the holiday of Pesach and through the Jews going out of Egypt, azay yecholen lechol chametz, then it becomes permissible for us to eat chametz after Pesach, ki oz kfar hoyo shidud hamarochos, because Hashem already shook up. He did everything He wanted to do to the marochos. V'nichnu achizas hasitra achra shenechozim bepulois mishtanois. And Hashem already defeated and subdued this sitra achra, which draws its power from diversity, from all of this diversity. V'oz yecholen legalois achdus haposhut mitoich pulois mishtanois. Therefore, at that point in time, now we already have the ability to even reveal the oneness of Hashem from within the diversity. Now we're not afraid of diversity anymore. The diversity got a real good beating. It got shown who's in charge. Hashem made it perfectly clear up front that He's in total control, totally in charge, period, exclamation point. Once that's been established completely, now we can pick them up from the floor, these, this diversity, these marochos, these signs of the zodiac, and put them in place, and every one of them knows who's in charge. Now we're not afraid anymore of the diversity delivering any message that there's no Hashem, chas v'shalom. V'alkein b'shavuos, and therefore on the holiday of Shavuos, mevi'im shtei alechem mi'chametz. We bring the shtei alechem from chametz specifically. Exactly. V'zeh b'chinas lachmei toida. And this is also tied into the breads that were brought with the korban toida. Shehoyo bem chametz u'matzah, which had both chametz and matzah. Kayidei toida nizgale achtus haposhut mitorpulois mishtanis kanal. Because Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likud Imran that through toida, by thanksgiving, through this concept of toida, that allows us to bring, to show, to display the achdus haposhut from within pulois mishtanos. So there we can have both the chametz and the matzah. V'ze b'chinas lachmei toida, chametz u'matzah kanal. Ka'idei halechem b'chinas achila shu chiyus odom, mizgala achdus haposhut mitoch pulois mishtanos kanal. Because through that bread, we're able to reveal the bread which is the life of a person, which is through the union between the body and soul, that allows us to be able to show the oneness of Hashem from within the diversity. V'zeh b'chinas eruvei chatzeirois bepas. And this is also why we unite different residents who share a courtyard, who share an alleyway. We unite them with bread by all of them participating in an eruv, in a sheet of mavois. Shehu bechinas achila digdusha. That's an example of holy food. This is also an example of how we reveal the oneness, the unity, from within the diversity. And therefore this unites and combines all the residents of the courtyard. They represent diversity. They merge together through this special loaf that's used for the Eruv or the sheet from a voice, which will be eaten on Shabbos. This helps to bring together diversity and merge it into oneness. Bebechinas, oz tisanag al Hashem. As the Pasuk says, then on Shabbos, you will rejoice with Hashem, al Hashem, with Hashem, with this oneness. During the weekdays, the eating is diversity. On Shabbos, it's al Hashem. V'zeh b'chinas hamon, and this is also the concept of the mon, shehoyo mishtane lekama taimim. The mon was one food. Everybody got it. It looked exactly the same to everybody. But in terms of taste, it was as diverse as could be. It could taste like anything you wanted it to taste, just about. K'mo yisham Rabbi Senuzal, as the Gemara says, zeh b'chinas achilo shel Shabbos. Mon represents the eating of Shabbos. Shehi b'chinas lechem mishneh, which is the two breads, the double portion that we have on Shabbos, the two loaves. B'chinas mon, which are referred to as mon. B'chinas hizgalos achdus haposhut mitoch pulos mishtanos. That's also an example of revealing this oneness from within the diversity. Ki b'hamon nizgala b'china zu, because in the mon, you really saw this. One thing was able to have every different kind of taste, and it was still one. Everybody knew this is one that's many. So all the many that we see all around us in the world are also all coming from one Hashem. Even though it doesn't make sense, it's illogical. How do you explain that? How can many come from one? Shezeo b'chinas pulois mishunois, shenemshocham yechad haposhut kanam. Nimtza, shaydei hamon nizgale b'chinas achdus haposhut mitoch pulos mishtanois. So the mon was also an example of something that showed this oneness from diversity, from all kinds of diversity. V'ze b'chinas achila Shabbos. That's also the concept of the eating on Shabbos. Achila d'gdusha, holy eating. Shehi b'chinas mon, which is referred to as mon. V'zehu eruv echatzeros b'pas. And this is also why we're making the eruv with bread. Kedei lahatir hatiltul, in order to allow the different families to carry within that courtyard that they share, or that alleyway. Because all this, these diverse people become united and unified through the bread, which again is Achila Shabbos. It's a bread that's going to be eaten on Shabbos. And this is also why the Gemara says, Loi nitna Torah, elo loich le'amon. Hashem gave the Torah only to people that eat mon. What does that mean? Ki klal kol ha-Torah kula, because what's the objective of the entire Torah? What is the entire Torah really all about? Revealing the oneness of Hashem. Recognizing Hashem Echad. And a person cannot really accomplish that unless his eating is like mon. Spiritual, the concept of that even within the diversity, he sees the oneness. Dahainu shetiyo ho'achila b'shvil hisgabrus ha'nefesh, meaning that we're talking about a person who eats in order to strengthen the soul, kedei shehisgala achdus ha'poshut mitoch pulos mishtanos, so that the oneness of Hashem should be revealed from within all the diversity. Shezeo b'chinas mon. That's what the mon really represents. Shoya min echod, it was one type, mishtana lekama taimim, which changed into many different types of taste, whatever you wanted it to taste like. Paragraph Vov. V'alkein hashutfin b'chotzer koifin zeze al kol tikunei echotzer. And this will also explain why the Shulchan Aruch tells us that people that share, families that share one courtyard or one mutual area, can force each other, can obligate each other to participate, to share in the expenses that are required for that courtyard. Because this is also an example. These residents are an example of diversity unifying. And therefore they are obligated to agree together, to unite over any tikunim, that any repairs or anything that are needed for the courtyard. Kedei sheyenishmar hechotzer, said the courtyard should be protected. Shehu reshus hayochid, the courtyard which is like a singular private domain. Bechinas reshus yechidoy sheloilam, it represents the domain of Hashem. Shelo yagiyaloy hezek chas v'shalom reshus harabim, that it shouldn't be harmed in any way from the outside, from the outsiders, from the public domain. Me'as sitra achra, which draws its energy and power when there's diversity, when there's disunity. When they're not united. Here again, when residents share a mutual area and the neighbors don't get along with each other and people are not willing to participate together, so you see the results of it. The place gets run down, it's not being taken care of, because the expenses that are needed for a public, for an area like that, no one person is going to take all the expense on himself. So it's only by everybody chipping in, they'll get the job done, they'll get the elevator fixed, they'll get the courtyard, and if they don't unite, then the sitra achra takes, then you see damage, you see junk, you see the thing become run down. Therefore, they're required to agree on whatever repairs are really needed for the courtyard, so that they become one, which is a revelation of the oneness from the diversity. Sheze yokor moed bein Hashem yisborach, which is something that Hashem loves and respects tremendously, when diversity can be united. V'alkein hiskiru beferush, and this is why the Gemara says specifically shekoifin ze ezer. When it comes, it gives an example. What's an example of residents who share a courtyard having to share the? When it comes to making that courtyard available to carry on Shabbos, the example that's given is lasos lechi v'koira, in order to make that pole, that horizontal pole or vertical pole, that's going to allow them to carry within the alleyway of the courtyard. In order to prepare that alleyway or that courtyard for Shabbos, for good use on Shabbos, that everybody should be able to carry there. Which means so that all the neighbors will unite and join together in the private domain, which is Shabbos. Ato echod v'shimcho echod v'mikam chitzol yechod. This concept of diversity, merging together with oneness. And Rav Nosson Zal says, V'chovein kol zeh. Understand this, because he's speaking spiritual terminology. He's trying to put everything in a certain form where everything becomes spiritual, everything becomes part of this concept of diversity, becoming merging in oneness. Baruch Hashem li'olam, amen v'amen. So this is the second explanation on the topic of shutfim bekarka. And Rav Nosson Zal writes, Halacha Gimel, the third discussion on this topic appeared earlier in Hilchas Nizkei Sheinim, Halacha Gimel, paragraph Ches. There Rav Nosson Zal also spoke about this, about people sharing an area. And the next piece we're going to go on to is Halacha Dala, the fourth explanation on this topic. Hold it over here.